This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an exciting and instructive message titled The Intelligent Investor. Today, he recaps his key points and then shares two more keys of the spiritual intelligent investor. Let's join in.
Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. The word communicate means to share. Verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. 8. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Somebody say amen. I want to just share with you a few thoughts around these, I think, five scriptures that I read. And this is Paul writing to the church of Galatia. And he was talking about principles concerning reaping and sowing. So from these verses, we can learn principles concerning reaping and sowing. And today's sermon, I've titled it The Intelligent Investor. Tell me The Intelligent Investor. Look as I say, The Intelligent Investor. So if you are a spiritual person, I believe that you must also be a spiritual, intelligent investor. It does not mean that what they said hasn't got value. It has value. But we have something that is even higher than the wisdom of men. 1 Corinthians 2:6, it says, howbeit we speak wisdom amongst them that are matured or perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. And a mystery is something that is difficult to understand. And I want to share with you what it will take for us to be intelligent investors. Number one, you must decide to be an investor rather than a consumer. Very important. So your mindset is very important. You must decide to be an investor rather than a consumer. Key number six, the intelligent investor. Don't be cynical. Tell somebody, don't be cynical. A cynic is somebody who thinks that everything that is done for selfish reasons. That's a cynic. He doesn't think that anything is done for good. Everything that people do, there is something behind it, something deep behind them, with a checkup. So when you have a cynic, when we say we are giving an offering, it's a we know them. So Galatians 6:8, it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. In other words, when it comes to intelligent investing, you can easily mock it. Are you understanding me? You can easily be a cynic and laugh. That's a cynic. It's a racket. You know, the fact that there is a fake of something means that there's the real. I agree that sometimes you can have some men of God deceive people. It is true. But it doesn't make everybody a deceiver. I agree that a car can have an accident, but it doesn't make every car a bad car. It says, don't be a cynic. God is not mocked. Don't sit there and laugh at biblical principles. It doesn't work that way. It's all a question of faith. For me, I told you, when a man of God came, I believed it. I didn't sit there and mock. I said, no, I believe what this man is saying. I had never met him before. Met him only once. And I said, I believe it. Because it is in the scriptures. 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. The word elder means pastor. Especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth the corn. The laborer or the workman is worthy of his wages. Wages are financial. So honor is also a financial thing. That day, if I had mocked, it would not have been good. One day I met the great man of God, Derek Prince. He took me to lunch, personally. I have 3 personal letters from him that he wrote to me, personally. They are in my study. Signed by he himself. That day, God favored me. Big conference. The man of God had finished preaching, he was going. And when he reached where I was sitting, he stopped. He called me, he said, you come. Only person he called. He said, what's your name? I mentioned my name. He said, I'm going to have lunch with you. We are going to interact. Yeah. So we went for lunch. Myself, himself, his wife. Everybody was wondering why the man of God had called me. But the prayers I prayed before I landed at that conference, if the man hadn't called me, an angel has to call me that day. And I remember, as I was leaving, I said, let me bless this man. I was 20-something years old. I didn't have, when I was in my 20s, a lot of things happened to me. I didn't have much money. But I said, look, let me just bless this man. And I remember when I landed at that conference, I met a prophetess, a white woman, when I was registering. And she said to me, you'll be more blessed than anybody else who has come to this conference. That's what she told. Yes. So later on, I said, look, let me sow into this man's life. So I didn't have much, but whatever I could do, I did my best. That night, once again, I had a vision. In this vision, I was standing with him. I was here, and I was facing him. So I'm here, and he's here. And he was talking to me. As he was talking to me, we're going higher and higher and higher and higher into the skies till I saw that we were in the heavens. And when the vision ended, I could feel something like electricity passing through my body. Then I said, hey, this man more often is doing wonders. Changed my life. Changed my life. Oh, what a blessing it was. And he wrote to me 3 times, 3 personal letters. Dear Kakra, I'm praying for you and for your ministry that God will use you so that you'll be a blessing to many nations. May the Lord help you to serve him. May you be a faithful servant of God. I said, whoa. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. The intelligent investor. Patience. Tell somebody patience. Please somebody say patience. Verse 9 says, let us not be weary. Weary means you can be tired. You have paid tithes, you have given offering, you have done this, but yet still you are not seeing much. But God says, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, sometimes it's not your season. The word season means a period of time that is associated with something. Life is in seasons. There's a point in life where you're always giving. There's a point in life you always be receiving. That your season has changed. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. In other words, if you are not patient, you can get tired easily. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Push your brother, say your season is coming. Remember the seven keys. The intelligent investor. Number one, he's an investor. He's not a consumer. Number two, he invests in the natural. Number three, he knows that natural investments, they have limitations. Number four, he makes a spiritual investment. Number five is what? He invests in the best stocks. And number six, don't be cynical. And number seven, patience.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to be a spiritually intelligent investor, you must not mock spiritual stocks and you need patience when you sow. Join us Monday for another exciting session with Kakrabaden.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you. And I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners. They fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakrabaden, has a reach of about 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakrabaden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233-55-790-10. That's +233-55-790-10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/Kakrabaden.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakrabaden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakrabaden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakrabaden. It's that simple. Kakrabaden AirPower app. On the go with a word.